We have a few messages this week. Firstly, some apologies. Sorry, Mrs. Vera Martin Wallace and Mrs. Margaret Hill, for your Norfolk Magazine memory stick not working or for you not being sent a memory stick, respectively. We'll send you both a Norfolk Magazine recording, so you'll receive two memory sticks this week. We're very sorry to Mrs. Betty Chaplin that you were upset by an article on Norfolk Magazine. The items are chosen by the editor, but she apologises and assures us that it's very rare that anyone would have such a large parasite. She put the article in as it seemed so amazing and unlikely, but apologises if it offended you. Thank you very much, Miss Pauline Weber, for your kind words and your generous donation. We hope you continue to enjoy listening to Chatterbox. Thank you, Mrs. Jean Farrow, and your cousin, for your note. Don't worry about the time taken to catch up with old editions of Chatterbox. We're glad that you can now listen to them on your new player. Thank you for your kind words. Also, thank you to Mrs. Sylvia Slaughter for returning your memory sticks. We hope you're feeling better now. If any listener doesn't want to receive our recordings for a short while, for instance, if you're going on holiday or into hospital, we can easily put you on temporary hold so that we're aware that you will not be returning any memory sticks for that time. Just call our usual number and leave a message or put a note in your wallet.
And lastly, but not least, thank you, Miss Helen Moffat, for your phone message about how you enjoyed the feature read by Dorothy concerning the Speedway track. Helen said that in her teens, her parents and grandparents moved to the new housing development that was built on top of the Speedway track. Her grandfather, who was a fan of Speedway and, in particular, of the Swedish rider Obi Funding, named his bungalow Funding Lodge. This was about 45 years ago. Helen said that her family moved in and lived on the area that had been the car park for the Speedway, and that, when gardening, various strange items were found, such as old coins, keys, hair grips and broken china. Helen also remembers the Furs pub that was near where they lived and was probably there when the Speedway track was still used. Thank you, Helen, for your reminiscences. We are glad that you enjoyed the feature.
Here's a last-minute reminder. Come along to the Sounds of Autumn, a musical spectacular, to hear the Kringleful singers at their finest. It'll be on Thursday the 24th of October at 7 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Tickets cost £5, which includes the first soft drink. Tea, coffee, wine and cake will also be on sale. For tickets which are to be purchased in advance, please call Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216, or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
And here is another reminder of art classes at the NNAB. There will be a studio session on Wednesday, the 23rd of October, at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre in Beckham Place, Norwich, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It will cost £3, which includes tea or coffee. This, like the others, is an open access supported session. Come as you are with your favourite craft for a knit and natter style class. Get support with those tricky bits, brainstorm ideas and share your passion for making with us. To book your place, please contact Mark or Helen by emailing marksmith@nnab.org.uk or by calling 01603 973 216.
Georgette Vale of Wyndham and Attleborough Talking Newspaper has asked us to promote the following event. an audio-described production of Ladies in Lavender by the Wyndham Players, to take place on Saturday, the 23rd of November, 2019. A matinee performance which starts at 2 p.m. but please arrive between 1 and 1:30 p.m. to set up. The venue is Wyndham Central Hall, Back Lane, Wyndham, NR180QB. It's a 1 minute walk from the bus stop at Wyndham Marketplace, and arrangements could be made to meet and offer sighted guide assistance if required. Tickets cost £8 for concessions. Please telephone Georgette Vale on 01953 605 434 to book tickets or for any other inquiries. Please leave a message if necessary with your contact details. Wyndham Players has an excellent reputation for a local drama society, and we're pleased to take on audio description. Ladies in Lavender tells the tale of two sisters, Ursula and Janet, who live in a close-knit fishing village in picturesque Cornwall in 1936. When a handsome and talented young Polish violinist bound for America is washed ashore, the Whittington sisters take him under their wing and nurse him back to health. However, the presence of the mysterious young man disrupts their peaceful lives and the community in which they live.
Dereham Coffee Mornings. Do you fancy meeting other visually impaired people for coffee and biscuits every fourth Thursday of the month between 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon? The meetings are held at the Greenstone, Napier Way, Dereham. A community worker from the NNAB will be there if you need any advice or information. The price for coffee or tea and biscuits and a friendly chat is £2. For more details, contact Jane or Tracy on 01603 573 000. The next meeting will be on Thursday, October the 24th.
Norwich City Council has received two applications for licences to place tables and chairs on the highways from, firstly, the proprietors of the Burr Street Kitchen outside their premises at 141 to 143 Burr Street, Norwich, for a total of 4 tables and 16 chairs, from Monday through to Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then on Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. And secondly, from the proprietors of Greggs outside their premises at 50 London Street, Norwich, for a total of 4 tables and 12 chairs, Monday to Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. The proprietors of Greggs already have a table and chairs licence but are applying for a new one to include Sundays. At both premises, there will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Environmental Protection, Licensing and Markets Manager, by the 4th or the 5th of November, respectively. The telephone is 01603 212 761 or email licensing@norwich.gov.uk. And now, a special announcement from Stephen Cox.
A few months ago, many of you completed questionnaires about your use of technology to listen to Chatterbox and to other talking books and newspapers. Many of you expressed interest in participating in a pilot test of smart speakers so that you can listen to Chatterbox by just asking the speaker to enable my talking newspaper. We received a grant from an anonymous donor to finance this pilot and are now going ahead. If you expressed interest in having a smart speaker and you have internet or Wi-Fi at home, one of our team will probably be in touch with you soon to see if they can come and install a smart speaker in your home. This will, of course, be free of charge. If you did not express interest at the time, but now you would like to give this a try and you have internet or Wi-Fi access, then leave a message on the usual chatterbox number and we'll be in touch. If you're not interested in trying out this new technology or you don't have internet or Wi-Fi at home, don't worry. We expect to continue to send out memory sticks every week and provide listeners with listening players for many years to come. And for the time being, even if you do have a smart speaker, we will still send you the memory sticks unless you ask us not to. Please note that not all our recordings are available on smart speakers. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to leave us a message on the usual number 01603 765 365 or email contact@cbtn.org.uk.